What's up, guys? We've got some breaking news. Also, if you hear my dog going ham on a bone in the background, I'm so sorry. He would not let me take it away from him. So we're just going to vibe out with that. But we've got some breaking news. Like I said, Danny Masterson, who was the star of That 70s Show as Hyde, and of course known for his Scientology involvement, has been sentenced to serve 30 years to life in prison for raping two women. Prosecutors argued that Masterson, who is 47, relied on his status as a prominent Scientologist to avoid accountability. On Thursday, Judge Charlene Olmedo, I am probably butchering that name and I'm so sorry, allowed his victim to read victim impact statements in court ahead of his sentences. He was found guilty in May at a retrial after the first jury was unable to reach a verdict in 2022. His wife was also at court with family members as the hearing got underway. A motion for a new trial was also granted, or excuse me, a motion for a new trial was also denied by the judge prior to his sentencing. The jury heard testimony that he had given the women drugs before he assaulted them. He was found guilty of rape against two of the three accusers. The charges brought by the third accuser were declared a mistrial because they just wouldn't, like, pick an answer, I guess, and they do not plan to retry the case. Masterson was deemed a flight risk and taken into prison custody after his conviction. They did not trust that he would stick around to go to jail. Probably thought that they would use his Scientology power to go somewhere and be hidden, so they took him immediately into custody. Through the trial, prosecutors argued that the Church of Scientology had helped cover up the assaults, an allegation that the organization has very much denied. Scientology officials told one survivor she would be kicked out of the church unless she signed a non-disclosure agreement and accepted a payment of $400,000. So they definitely did not help their cause. In a statement after the verdict, the church said there was not a shred of evidence supporting the scandalous allegations that the church harassed the accusers. So there's that breaking news. I had honestly completely forgotten all about him. I thought he was already in jail. So when this popped up, I was like, oh. I already thought he was hanging out in jail. But what do I know? So yeah, 30 years to life for Danny Masterson. Like I said, he is already in custody because they see he is a flight risk. So, I found what the judge said. He said, "Mr. Masterson, I know you're sitting here steadfast in your claims of innocence and thus no doubt feeling victimized by a justice system that has failed you. But Mr. Masterson, you are not the victim here. Your actions 20 years ago took away another person's voice and choice. One way you or another, you will have to come to terms with your prior actions and their consequences." Yikes. The victim statements are also available to read that people have typed up online. They are also hard to read. It's very sad, very sad, very sad deal. But Danny Masterson, 30 years to life in prison, ain't getting away this time, buddy. So yeah, that's breaking news. Like I said, you can read more about it online if you want to, but that is the gist of it. He is going away for a long, long time. And truthfully, good. Good. We're glad that's happening. Like I said, I already thought he was in jail. So clearly I wasn't up on the Danny Masterson news because he's a disgusting person. But anyway, that is all the breaking news I have for you today. Have a wonderful day, and we will scare you later.